entertainment venues and a vibrant shopping scene, truly making Wythenshawe a town of the 70s.
Mint Sounds in partnership with Wythenshawe Good Neighbours, WFM and the Creative Space, part of the Pride in Place project, present to you One Mic Stand. One Mic Stand is a celebration of localness from talent from Wythenshawe and the surrounding areas. It was recorded on Friday the 17th of July 2026, and our first act is Ali.
Good evening. I'm Ali. I've lived in Wythenshawe for about 25 years now. And I've worked in various roles in the area. I'm just going to start off with a poem. It's one of my own. It's just to set the scene, along with my T-shirt, which says "Defend Nature." We belong to nature, no more than tree or fish or moss, which has millions of years on us. Our time was only ever temporary. We're just helping it along since we lost respect for the land. We thought we were kings. Time then to lay our broken crowns down in the sweet grass and rest, widening to sky, understanding at last we're no more than beetle brushing our palm or kiss of wind. Nature knows and blesses this yielding to who we are. Thank you. So I'm a big supporter of nature. It's really important to me. And one of the things I really love about Wythenshawe is just that it's so green. And we've got some wonderful spaces. One in particular is Wythenshawe Park. And, you know, what I'm so pleased about with Wythenshawe Park is that it's covenanted land, it's protected, so it won't ever be built on, which in the current climate, I'm just so glad about that. And Wythenshawe Park's a special place to me because I worked there for 5 years as a development officer, and I was really lucky to be involved in a project called Park for the People. And that was about creating an exhibition and gathering people's memories. I've just rooted out this out this morning. This is like the collection of memories. So she's called Brenda Lash. I don't know if anybody knows her. And she shared with me this poem, which is Memories of Wythenshawe Park. She was born in 1950, by the way, and she lived in Wythenshawe since 1952. Oh, how we loved those days in the sun. Picnics in the park for everyone. A splash in the paddling pool was always a treat, even though the water only covered your feet. The fun fair at Easter, where you could win a fish, acres of space to do as you wish. The summer fete and shakers made of crepe paper, marching bands, ice cream, and the judging came later. Teenage walks in the gardens, carpets full colour, cream teas in the tea shop until you could not get fuller. A visit to the great hall with huge furniture and art. The pet's graveyard, the rockery and pond played their part. The rhododendrons in all their glory, the trees of all shades, sticks in a young girl's memory and never fades. Years later, she walks through a wonder of plants. In the greenhouse and gardens, many thrills it still grants. The home farm with piglets, horses to ride, a husband and children are now by her side. She will always remember this wonderful place, the picnics, the fun, the fresh air and space, Wythenshawe's jewel in the crown and Tatton's Wythenshawe Hall. Fond memories for her and fond memories for all. When the project finished and I left the park, I was just really disappointed because I just felt like, okay, we've done all this fantastic stuff. What's going to happen now with the hall? And then, of course, there was the fire. You know, it just felt really like, oh, God. But then it's like it's risen from the ashes, like the phoenix. And the friends are so amazing with the events they do. And it was wonderful to go in there on the May Day event and then see the exhibition boards that I was involved in, to see them on the wall. So like I say, just it gave me that sense of belonging and continuity. So I'd just like to open up the space a bit, just in terms of like green space in Withenshaw and Withenshaw Park. Has anybody got any thoughts or feelings that they would like to share? Go on, Andy.
On the 2nd and the 9th of August, both Sundays, weather permitting, our little music group is going to be playing for Blossoms, which is a charity within the park, which shows and helps people to grow their own produce and how to produce food from that. These are the things that we do. We've done Christmas in the hall for the two Christmas weekends, and we did Halloween as well, which was quite spooky because they gave me a tour of the place and left me on my own upstairs, and it was quite scary actually. But Withenshaw was a place to go to. I'm glad that there's no way that it's ever going to be built on, because that's perfect. My first ever memory of Withenshaw Park was I used to be quite good at running. And a gentleman at the school sports day, if you want to learn to run properly, meet me at Withenshaw Park on Saturday. Don't even know Withenshaw Park existed. Right, so I go to Withenshaw Park. He told me to be there at 9 o'clock. I got there at 9:15. And he said to me, I said, 9 o'clock, I'll see you tomorrow, and went off. And that's how I learned that if you're going to do something, you do something properly. And I think that's what Withenshaw is all about. People do things for it, and they do it for the right reasons, and they do it fully.
Thanks for that, Andy. Right, I saw your hand up there, Marie.
I was in Withenshaw Park today with my son and my two-year-old grandson, and it was my park when I was a kid. I'm born and bred in Withenshaw, and I'm one of 10, and my dad used to take, my mum and dad would take us on the bus from Peel Hall to the park, 10 kids, and the bus conductor said, like, is it an orphanage? You know, and they'd both go, oh, no, they're all ours. They're all ours. You know, dead proud they were, all ours. And so it's lovely that three generations of, you know, you still use the park, but it's much better than it was when I was a kid, because they've got, you know, the bees and the, you know, blossoms, and they've got the petting part and all the animals. So it's just so interesting. So for me, Withenshaw Park is like really part of my, you know, my childhood and everything. But it's also, I took my kids there and they're now taking their kids there. Yeah. So it's just such a lovely, lovely place. And I remember my sister got a job in the hall when it was a venue, and weddings took place there. And she was only 14. She just came home, so I've got a job. And she'd walk all the way from Peel Hall to Withenshaw Park. And she learned how to do silver service and, you know, serve tables at 14. So, you know, like, those are the days when you could work in there, you know. And there was no such thing as safeguarding or children's, you know, children's safeguarding. So, yeah, so it's a wonderful place. It's got great family memories for me.
And that's what I got when I did the exhibition. It was that sense of the intergenerational, you know, people being taken there or playing there as kids, and then taking their own kids, and then as grandparents taking the kids, which I think is just wonderful.
Well, I've been living in my house for 75 years. I've never left. So from 51 to now, I've seen things change in my area, but mainly around the airport. Yeah. When I was a child, it was so nice. In the 50s, it was all farms, fields, hedgerows. And you could just walk across fields into Stile, into Winslow. We used to go to Castle Mills, and those are my really... And then kids used to play out more, and it was... Living there back then, it was almost like living in the countryside. Yeah. That was really green back then. But I've got happy memories, very happy memories. Yeah, I've been quite happy living where I am. And like I say, I've just been in the same house for all those years.
I mean, I've been doing a bit of research lately on the area around Manchester Airport, and historically, it's so rich. Yeah. You know, did you know that where the second runway is now, there was actually a Neolithic settlement? And then in other archaeological reports, if you look at it, it's very likely around, is it Painswick Park? Yeah, there might well have been burial mounds there. Yeah, so it's a really rich area. And it is unfortunate because you look at old maps and that area particularly. So I think that's one thing I would say. We don't want to see Withenshaw keep being built up. I don't want any towers here. No towers, please. Not like in the city centre. It's awful. Right, Jackie?
I remember before Olley Edge Road was built, you know, near St Martin's Church, Martin's Croft. And I've got a photograph. I didn't bring it. It just of my brother. It probably taken in the 60s. But building that road, Olley Edge Road, and then we've got the tram, and people didn't want that. I didn't want it. But the tram has been brilliant, you know, for getting about. Going back to Withenshire Park, I used to take my dad in. He was in a wheelchair. He'd had a stroke. And every weekend, I was working in the week, but I used to wheel his wheelchair all around the park. And he got to really love that, yeah.
I think that's the thing with the Withenshire Park. It's a place for just everybody. You know, whatever your interests are, you know, the kids have got the play area, the ice cream van, which, remember when I was working where, God, they love the ice cream van, even in the middle of the winter, you know, like having their ice creams. And you've got the sports. Andy, you mentioned blossoms with all the gardening stuff that goes on for people's mental health and well-being. I mean, it's a fantastic place. It really is. And the thing for me, like I say, I worked there, got to know the place, but it was 20 years ago and I've changed in that time. And now what I'm starting to do is I've got into drumming and I've started to take my drum now to Withenshire Park and drum there. And it's just another stage in my relationship with the place. So I'm just going to finish now with a little drum.
Next up is Jackie.
The Forum. Welcome to Withenshire Forum, Centre of Learning. To anyone who has a yearning to improve their prospects, try something new, and gather and make new friends too. A place to expand the mind, gain a certificate, somewhere also to keep fit. The opportunities, as they say, are there for all. There is even a concert and dance hall. It's a venue for those special events and a place to exhibit the various talents of the schools and such in the community. And the Prime Minister called in when he came to the city. For gaining skills and relaxing at leisure, Withenshire Forum, a place to treasure for all. And I've learned a lot and continue to do. The very place to try out my verse just to show you. Streets of Withenshire. So much greenery and trees abound, grassy verges for miles around. Withenshire Estate, a sprawling mess of houses and streets, I have to confess. A Wither girl, me, been here for 60 years and more, and it's the rich and colourful people I adore. A lot came in the 60s from the old town, when all the old slum dwellings were pulled down. Has its fair share of people with lives torn apart. At bottom, people with lots of heart and soul learnt from hardship along the way, just getting by from day to day. So many characters I'm living among. There's our very own artist marching along through the streets, ready to call over and shout, trudging through all weathers, just getting about. And myself, still getting to know the maze of streets and shortcuts, which leave many in a daze, for they all look the same, mile upon mile, but I'm there ready to guide with a smile. One more. one more. My inspiration. Penelope Priscilla Bacon. Pushing her wash cart, two children in tow. Life wasn't easy for her, I now know. As a youth she was sprightly, but that soon went, for under her burden her stature grew bent. It was here in the dwellings, condemned long before, that she decided that she would dwell no more. And given the chance, was off to explore the lush green promise of Withinshaw. Overcoming all odds, she pressed forward each day. Education, she learnt, now the only way to betterment. Leaving behind wrong decisions made, she swore to be kind. She brought up her family to lead a good life and not hark back to her early strife. Still, there was fun to be had. And when that was done, her death was so sad. I came to know her more since her demise, and she came to mean so much, and in my eyes shone a modest, kindly soul, an example to be, held high, and continues to inspire me.
And now Elaine with some poetry.
So this one's called Civic Centre, also known as Shangri-La. Civic Centre full of life. It's a nice day out, I'll take the wife. Burger vans and shops galore. You couldn't wish for any more. Into Asda and down to Greg's. It's not too far for these old legs. So old Steve, he's quite the lad. He's got married again. Has he gone bloody mad? Round to Boots to get our pills. Then off to bank to pay our bills. Wife says, Bob, let's sit down there. I need a rest and a comfy chair. Then into Costa's for a nice cup of char. And then we're on our way home. Thank God it's not far. This one's called Getting Home. And I think most of the women in here have had this feeling at some time or other. I'm pissed as a fart now. I need to get home. This walk is too far for a girl on her own. No taxis around and the last bus is gone. My mates all forgot me and they are all long gone. It's dark and it's cold as I wobble along. I'll cheer myself up and sing me a song. Sweet Caroline, whoa, whoa, whoa. But who's that behind me? Is it footsteps I hear? A man in a trench coat and he puts me in fear. I need to get home and I'm panicking now. He's not far behind me and I'm wondering how. Need to pick up my pace now and get a move on. Soon I will be home and he will be gone. I'm bricking it now and I need to go pee. I still hear his footsteps and they're close to me. I'm turning the corner and I'm chilled to my bones. Good night, lass, he shouts. Oh, it's you, Mr. Jones. This one's called Town. I'm off to town for a good look around. It's an age since I've been, and there's things I've not seen. Round Piccadilly and down Market Street, I'm going too far for my poor little feet. A quick look in Primark and the pound shop as well. But there's no for me here that they really can sell. I went in a cafe for a tea and a bun. She said, that's a tenner. I said, I've been done. I'm on my way home now and the tram is jam-packed. I feel like a sardine that's just been well stacked. Never again will I venture that far unless someone gives me a lift in their car. Now me dogs are barking as I kick off me boots and I'm sticking to Civic because I don't give two hoots. This one's called A Nice Day Out. We're all off to Blackpool for our monthly day out, but Dad's not quite ready, so I'll give him a shout. We've got crisps and butties to eat on the way, and sun's coming out, looks like a nice day. First one to seat tower is a game we all play. I've seen it, Dad, and it's not far away. We pack up the van and all head for the beach. Tide's gone out and it's easy to reach. I'm riding on a donkey now. but it's going very slow. Mam shouts, give his lugs a tug. I shout back, tally-ho. Then up to Pleasure Beach we go. Can I go on Wild Mouse? But Mam says no. You haven't got an helmet to put on your head. If you fall off that thing, you're gonna be dead. A mooch round art shops and fish and chips too. Then we're on our way home after Mam's been to loo. We're all knackered now and can't wait to get back. And the next time we come, we'll bring Uncle Jack. This is called Lads Leaving Home. Yippee. I'm 18 now and I'm having a drink. Get out of my way and I won't cause a stink. I'm sick of you plebs telling me what to do. Don't push me around because it includes you too. I'm off out with my mates and I'm getting a flat. I'll say my goodbye with a tip of my hat. I'm all grown up now and ready to go. Don't ask me to do up because I'll just say no. Can't wait to get out and have some real fun. My cases are packed and I'm ready to run. Give us your key, my father does shout. You won't need that now because we'll always be out enjoying ourselves and having a ball. And remember to ring us before you do call. Bye.
Bin day.
This is the one I wrote last week. Some sods kicked me bin over and it's all over at lawn. And bin men are coming on this grey Monday morn. I'll pick up all crap and I'm fed up to teeth. It's that lad from Top End and I know he's caught Keith. I'll wait for him next time and I know it sounds crackers. When he creeps up to bins, I'll kick him in knackers. That'll teach him a lesson and I bet 2 to 10. He'll run crying like a baby but won't do it again.
I'm Pippa. I'm Pippa Marie. I'm 18 years old, so I've been living in Wivenshaw my whole life. I like being used. It means I have a purpose. It's the little things you do. At least you're being honest. Or maybe I'm too fragile, but maybe you're too mean. I've always been real good at deciphering things. Let's let fate decide. Heads we go to yours, tails we go to mine. You're a bad idea, but a real good time. Oh, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't love it, cause I do. I'm a couple minutes out from relapsing into you. Oh, stuff it. Baby, I love it. I love it, I love it. I love it when we fight, and I like it when you're mean. We don't have to get into what that says about me. Oh, stuff it. Baby, I love it. I love it, I love it, I could tell you the truth, but first you gotta earn it. Don't gotta lasso the moon, just tell me that I'm perfect. Or maybe I'm too easy, or maybe you're too hard. I've always been real good at taking it too far. Let's let fate decide. Heads we go to yours, tails we go to mine. You're a bad idea, but a real good time. Oh, and I'll be lying if I said I didn't love it, cause I do. I'm a couple minutes out from relapsing into you. Oh, stuff it. Baby, I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it when we fight, and I like it when you mean. We don't have to get into what that says about me. Oh, stuff it. Baby, I love it. I love it, I love it, I'm a couple minutes out from relapsing. Do you remember the last time this happen. Baby, relax, sometimes it happens. Baby, relax, sometimes it happens. I'm a couple minutes out from relapsing. Is the key still under the mat? Can you imagine the last time this happened? I loved it, I love it. I'd be lying if I said I didn't love it, cause I do. I'm a couple minutes out from relapsing into you. Oh, stuff it. I only love it cause it's you. Thank you. The last song is Lost Without You, Freya Ridings.
Standing on the platform, watching you go. It's like no other pain I've ever known. To love someone so much, to have no control. You said, I want to see the world, so I said, go. I think I'm lost without you. I just feel crushed without you. Been strong for so long, but I never thought how much I loved you. I think I'm lost without you. Strangers rushing past, just trying to get home. You were the only safe haven that I've known. Hits me at full speed, feel like I can't breathe. And nobody knows this pain inside me. My world is crumbling. I should have never had. Let you go. I think I'm lost without you. You. I just feel crushed without you. You. I think I'm lost without you. Just feel crushed without you. You. I think I'm lost without you. I just feel crushed without you. I've been strung for so long. I never thought how much I loved you. Standing on the platform, watching you go. You said, I want to see the world, so I said, go.
Thank you.
And next up is David.
Sometimes I sing it, but I'm not tonight. This is Chloe's song, right? It's a girl I knew, I still know, and she used to work in a home in Sale where I worked, and she knew I did songwriting and things. And she said, can I write a song around her? And she was a party girl. She's not now, she left because she was pregnant and she's had a daughter. Now, this is Chloe's song. Look at your reflection through a glass, a canvas of amethyst and laughs. There's no call for chemistry, unique yoga in a cemetery, or crazy dancing in a cap. All the worst crown and crest, engineered by marker pen, enterprise and guess. Look at your reflection through a glass, a canvas of amethyst and laughs. There's no call for chemistry, unique yoga in a cemetery, or table dancing in your gaff. All the worst crown and crest, engineered by marker pen, enterprise and guess. Look at your reflection through a glass, a canvas of amethyst and laughs. There's no call for chemistry, unique yoga in a cemetery, or voodoo chanting down the path. All the works crown and crest, engineered by marker pen, enterprise and guess. There's a lot of trouble and strife in the world. I've done this one before. It's called And You Know What, David. Well, my name's David. No blue fountain sliding swings, or I turn over violins. Look, she's not asking for the world, or empty rhetoric in reverse. And you know what, David? So they're in it for themselves, as she intimates with a comfort kiss. Good fortune sometimes kills. No blue fountain slide and swings, or I turn over mandolins. Look, she's not asking for the world, or best features wearing pearls. And you know what, David? So they're in it for themselves, as she intimates with a comfort kiss. Good fortune sometimes kills. No blue fountain slide and swings, or I turn over tambourines. Look, she's not asking for a lot, says her best doll with one false hop. And you know what, David? So they're in it for themselves, as she intimates with a comfort kiss. Good fortune sometimes kills. No blue fountain slide and swings, or I turn over singing twins. Look, she's not asking for a world, just a conscience with a curse. And you know what, David? So they're in it for themselves, as she intimates with a comfort kiss. Good fortune sometimes kills.
And last up is Marie.
So this one is An Ordinary Woman. And I get a lot of my inspiration from the people that I work with Winshaw Good Neighbours. And at one time we had a 104-year-old member of our group. And he was telling me about a neighbour who was just an ordinary woman. And he told me this story. So I've made like another story up with the idea of the story that he told me. 70, there it is. 70 years old. Sounds like a bus route to somewhere with no shops and one pub shut for refurbishment. 54 of them years at Mason's factory. Male girl to accountant, that's my story. Not so much a career, more of a drafty staircase. They did me a spread at the farmers. I had my first underage drinking there when I started work and my last white wine spritzer before retirement. I put that much money over that bar, I could have bought a 2-up, 2-down in Bramall, rented it out for my pension. You would have thought there are some perks, wouldn't you, for longevity, but they didn't even save a packet of scampi fries for me under the bar for when there's a rush on. Mr. Mason Jr. couldn't make it. Naturally, too busy being important in a room with glass walls. And then a 24-hour bug took down half the office, so there was only seen off by Bob and two lasses from admin and a tray of sandwiches that I swear I could hear mumbling, by Anne. Is it Anne? Bob stayed for a drink and a butty mind. Then he had to get back for his mum. There's always a mum, isn't there? Or a dog, or a cat, or a parcel being delivered. Or an early start. Men have been leaving women at closing time since the dawn of time. I've had a fling or two at the farmers over the years. Nothing scandalous, nothing that would trouble the vicar unless he were already nervy. I watched regulars pair off, get wed, have kids, buy air fryers and 100-inch screen TVs and then split up after the arguments. I watched women change from our Denise to become mam and then gran. Me, I became Anne from accounts, reliable Anne, sensible Anne, Anne who knew where the prince in ink lived and never made a fuss. That's the thing about being useful, isn't it? Folk need you right up so well when they don't. And then you're a card passed round on somebody's desk and half of them are asking, is that Anne with an E? I thought I might get a watch or something engraved, just a little thing that said, we noticed you. Not all the best, which is what you write when you've run out of words and feelings. I used to think I was cursed with eternal mediocrity, always second best, passed over at work, passed over in life, and never quite clicked proper with anyone. And then Bob moved in next door with his mum when Mrs. Carter went into care. I helped him with a few jobs, like you do. Bit of shopping here, chatting to his mum while he got on with stuff. Bob says I'm a breath of fresh air. Imagine that, me, with me bunions and me catalogue accounts and me good coat that only comes out at Christmas, Easter and thereabouts. He said, I don't care if you're set in your ways. I am too. And we can see each other whenever the mood takes. Well, the mood has taken quite a bit of late. And who am I to argue with that? And for the first time in my life, I feel like I've won something. Not a trophy, not a promotion, not a raffle. I've won Bob's heart. Or maybe he's won mine. And at 70, stop keeping score because you can't find your glasses. Maybe winning isn't fireworks and clapping. Maybe it's somebody smiling when you come in a room, asking how you take your tea, how you take your coffee. I mean, when I say, I'll see you tomorrow. Maybe that's the prize for an ordinary woman like me. And this one is, it's a bit sort of autobiographical, can't pronounce the word, there we are. I did go for a walk in the summer of 1970 with a strange lad who walked past our house and nothing happened, so I just want to let you know that. But my extraordinary imagination took it to different places. In the exceptional hot summer of 1970, I was just 14 and I lived in a small house with a large family. Too much freedom and a wild imagination. Parents who would sing to each other from Porgy and Bess with as much gusto and passion as they would throw into their fights about feeding eight kids and paying bills. A house full of books, crying babies, musical instruments and opera. I was a daydreamer and my fascination with Ray Dorsey held no bounds. Fueled by relationship advice from Jackie magazine. A wink from a chap is a sure sign, is interested in you. And I remember it was Ray of Mungo Jerry fame hanging around our gate, smiling, and he winked at me. And at some point, he asked if I would care to join him in a walk to the woods. And then Emily Bronte popped into my head. I will walk where my own nature would be leading. It vexes me to choose another guide. And we walked and walked until I had no idea where I was or what time it could be. I didn't care. This was my choice. Oh, how we talked and talked. He was interested in me, how old I was, did I have any older sisters, how pretty I was, and he bet I had loads of boyfriends. And then Jane Austen visited. If adventures will not befall a young lady in her own village, she must seek them abroad. Seeking adventure abroad, that sounded ever so exciting. And then the shouting and screaming began. And Ray must have a concert nearby, I thought. And he's a bit late for it. And then dogs were barking and neighbours were out with torches and I thought the concert had come to us. The first time I heard the word abduction, it did get me thinking, but he asked me. I didn't force him. I have to say, in his defence, he did no harm, but that's not to say it wasn't his intention. To be honest, he looked as surprised as me when we were surrounded by the police when we left the woods. Upshot of it all, he wasn't Ray Dorsey, was he? But to be fair, he never said he was. My curious and observant brothers and sisters raised the alarm. A lot of fuss about nothing, I thought at the time, and now I just shudder about what could have been the outcome. I blame it all on Emily Bronte and Jane Austen.
One Mic Stand was hosted by Mint Sounds in partnership with Withenshaw Good Neighbours, WFM and The Creator Space. A big thank you to Forum Flavours and Livinshaw. For future events, check out soundsmint.co.uk. One Mic Stand was a Mint Sounds production.